Welcome to the Group Chat Chronicles. I'm your host, Dev. With me, as always, I have Leek. What's up, Leek?
Yo, what's up, good people?
And on this podcast, we always give our own takes on a lot of topics. And I always want to thank the listeners and the viewers for supporting. Mm-hmm. And as y'all know, before we start the podcast, we always go over what we have been tuned into. So, Leek, what have you been tuned into?
Man, I ain't gonna lie, all week, I've been bumping 50 Cent, Get Rich or Die Trying, bro. I don't know why. It kind of was just there, and I was like, this is a classic.
Yeah,
and
is.
I just kind of just been in rotation.
I know it for me, that new Don Toliver.
Yes.
I like it. I like that in the Get It Right song.
Okay.
I don't know. I could just tell he's trying to be more mainstream with his music now.
Yeah, bro, and I ain't gonna lie, I'm not fucking with it like that.
I mean, it's
decent. Like, I get it. It's gonna get people's attention. It's gonna make people, it's gonna do its job.
Yeah.
But I heard bad like shit that's like not out. Like just off YouTube and shit. Like this shit got leaked like mad times.
Damn.
Sad to say. But like it's some hard shit though. Like it's shit that I would literally like play.
Yeah.
But then it's like I'm hearing what's coming out. It's kinda like what meeting happened?
Yeah, like
the veer everything to just go the other way. Like what happened?
I don't know. I mean, like, it's nothing like everything on Heaven or Hell and Life of a Don better than those two singles. But I mean, it can get Dirk and Glorilla fans listening to Don, I guess.
Facts.
But I'm also like, with that being said, I'm also not a fan. Like, you know, like, did you hear the song?
The I didn't see the video. The Don, Glorilla.
And Dirk.
I'm not
a fan of when they got switched the beat to cater to the feature artist. Like, nah. nah, bro. You know I fuck with Glorilla.
Yeah.
But yo, she coulda like, come on, man. Like they be doing the same shit with Favio too. Like, yo, like
it's like I fuck with it creatively. But I ain't gonna lie, I definitely be screaming like, yo, you ain't know what to write on that beat. Huh?
Exactly.
Like, that'd be my logic. Like, yo, you ain't know what to say on that beat, so you had to switch it up a little bit. I just figured same BPM. Yeah. We just gonna rock with it. Yeah. Like.
But nah, though. So, first topic. So, like, a month ago, on Brilliant Idiot, shout out to Andrew Schultz and Charlamagne.
Yeah.
They basically, I forget what they were actually talking about, but they, Charlamagne brought up that Afro beats will become more popular than rap music.
Mm.
So do you agree with that, Leek?
I'm going to be honest, I can see it. Cultures do for a shift, and like, I don't know, rap, we be fucking up a little bit for real. We keep getting locked up and shit. Killing each other and shit like that, so I don't know. Like, I don't see it anytime soon, per se. But I mean, we saw what that Future, what that Tems record did with Future and Burna Boy out of here for sure.
Yeah.
Like even like sales wise, from my knowledge, these artists are doing like really good.
Mm-hmm.
So, shit, who knows? I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I mean, I will say it sonically, it sounds more positive.
Mm-hmm.
Some like, but Fremont's really not a positive song if you listen to the lyrics. But, I mean, it's not like completely negative, but it's not really like a
right.
And like you said, like we are fucking up, like we are getting locked up.
Mad rappers in jail right now. Like it's crazy.
I don't know. Like I'm not mad at it.
But I'm not either, honestly.
I don't listen to just rap music, so I'm not mad. That's why I'm not mad at it. But like for the people that like only listen to rap mainly, like
that'd be me. But I feel like honestly, I feel like it'd be a good thing though, because it's gonna make people get on their shit.
Yeah.
To be completely real, me personally, I like finding like the people that nobody know and then out of nowhere they who they are and like I kind of like that. So I don't know. I think it's gonna be great, honestly.
Yeah, I'm not. But like,
I think we need to get out of rap. Wasn't even meant for mainstream. Let's keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? It really wasn't.
It wasn't. Nah.
So it's like what goes around comes around in a way.
Yeah.
So, but I feel like when that go around and plus like. Artists are actually, you know, if you get your business in order, like, you could really get paid if you do your shit right.
Yeah.
So, it might be better, honestly.
Yeah. I don't know. So, like, I want to see, like, by the end of, like, next year, if this shit will, like, really take over.
The women going to have their run first.
Oh, of course. I mean.
I feel like they're gonna have a strong, like, gonna have a strong like 5-10 year run. They're gonna have their run first, but then after that, I think that's when it's gonna be like mainly the women rap getting like the mainstream, and then let's see, you will see them infused with the Afro shit that's gonna kind of switch.
All
right. I think it's gonna happen like that way. It's gonna just be like out of nowhere, or Afro, you know, it's just you know, like it's gonna take those couple records in those couple years, but then it's gonna eventually switch. They gonna want to move their hips.
I don't know, cause everybody like people been on like an island vibe and Afro be vibe
for a minute.
Yeah, so I don't know. It might be quicker than 5-10 years, bro.
Think
bro.
So?
I said might. I don't know.
Yeah, we gotta see. Definitely gotta see.
Alright. So this shit kind of funny to me. So this past week on social media, I seen a guy ask a question. Would y'all be cool with a nap and shower date? And, like, literally just taking a... Like, literally just taking... literally just taking a nap and showering. You're not even, like, having sex or anything.
Right.
And I get why people were on that nigga ass. But there was also a guy that said that also he offered to take a woman out for coffee, and she was like, no, let's go to dinner instead. For the paraphrasing, of course.
Right.
And he got on Twitter and made a thread. Now, how do you feel about those two dating options, Lee?
These niggas is different, bro. Like, how you ask shorty to sleep over, basically, but, like, not sleep over? I don't know. The shit weird. That's that. This the napping and what? Shower and nap. Like, what the fuck are we doing, bro? Like we try to get to know each other. Like, but the shower and nap. Man, I don't know. First of all, I don't know if it's me grown folk got time to be napping like that. This is all the way, bro. So it's like I don't quite understand that. Like, I could, you know, like sleep over if y'all like at that point of dating, sure. And, you know, without sex or whatever. Yeah, sure. But yeah, like, let's just come over during the day.
During the day.
We'll watch a little Netflix, take a nap, shower. And then you can just go about your day. It's just a little weird. But whoever floats your boat, though, I guess. Right. And the whole, what was the other one again?
The coffee date.
I don't see nothing wrong with a coffee date. I don't see why she said no. But if she don't like coffee or whatever case may be, she gave him the green light for a date.
Yeah.
So I don't see what was really his argument, to be completely honest. And it wasn't like she even was like, yo, you got to take me to, you know, fucking Benihana or some shit. Yeah. She ain't say nothing crazy. She was like, yeah, I just would prefer us to go on a dinner date. Go on a dinner date. Like, I get that, but whatever.
I mean, honestly, get that nap and shower date out of here. That's all I got to say on that. I ain't going to, like... Like, what, come on, yo. And then, like, for the coffee date, like, I see both sides, for real.
You see his side?
Yeah.
Explain that a little bit, because, like, it's like I can, but I really can't at the same time.
Because, like, all right, the way I look at it, though, what are you doing on a dinner date that you can't do on a coffee date?
For sure.
So, it's like, for...
I feel like you probably would spend more time at the restaurant than at the coffee shop.
I mean, maybe. I mean, but you can get, like, food at a coffee place, at Starbucks.
Get a sandwich, nigga?
I mean, I don't...
Shorty might want penne something. Like, I mean, she want, like...
I mean, like, don't get... Like, I mean, like I said, like, it ain't shit to take Shorty out to dinner.
Facts.
But, like, at the same time, though, it's like... I feel like people are more focused on the activity and the actual, like, getting to know each other and shit. And they was calling him broke and shit, like, nigga, like...
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't go that far, even though it's definitely giving that kind of vibe.
How?
Because it's definitely giving that kind of vibe a little bit. Like, nigga, we know dinner is a little more expensive than a coffee,
dude. I mean, yeah.
So it's like, you really pushing for coffee, nigga?
I mean,
like Starbucks like that.
I mean, how I am as a person, I'm like I said, I'm doing the exact same thing on a coffee date and the exact same thing on a dinner date.
So which is
I can't really be mad at what dude was saying. But like I said, it's not shit to take out the dinner.
Take out the dinner, guys. Just take out the dinner. I mean, like again, like, unless you got it like that. If she talking about somewhere like, let's go to Ruth Chris and shit, and no, fuck no. Yeah. On a first date, like, get the fuck out of here. But again, if you got it like that, hey, whatever. But niggas like me ain't got it like that. So you're not getting that out no first date. But I don't see nothing wrong with sliding to a Chili's or something for a couple of hours.
I mean,
some change, like, chop it up.
I mean, like, I wouldn't do no carrying on, like he was doing, but.
Right, it's like.
He, both sides had valid points. Like, I don't know what to say.
This nigga ain't going to date, though, which made it even more weird, probably. Like, he put that post out. I'm sure he ain't going to date, though.
No, I don't know. She saw that shit went viral.
And exactly. Yeah, like, so it's like, I don't know. Shit a little weird to me.
I mean, I don't know. I just
going to, if, especially if you're interested. Like fellas, if you're interested, just show a little interest. That's it. You know what I mean? It's a little investment. That's it.
I mean, fuck it.
It's a little investment. That's how you got to look at it sometimes. For some guys, I guess.
I mean, it's a risk, but at the same time, it's like.
Don't look at it. See, look. No. Not a risk. An investment.
I mean, investments are a risk, though.
No.
I mean, granted, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I get what you're saying. Like, like if the date goes bad, I wouldn't know that unless I took that risk or invested it.
Bad investment.
Exactly. It was a bad investment.
It's a bad investment. You know to tell the homies so they won't waste their time.
Tell the homies. Wow.
Real talk. Like, yo, ouch, nigga. You feel what I'm saying? You gotta give me the beat with the brush.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
females do the same thing. Oh, girl, you was a cheap motherfucker. Don't go out with. They do that.
Thanks, man. He wanted to go to Starbucks.
He wanted to go to Starbucks. That bitch couldn't take me to Applebee's.
I mean, fuck it.
I'm telling you, bro. They talk about it.
Boy, that. Yeah. But we all agree that the nap and shower day.
Nap and showers. Yo, it's like, yo, is that gonna be like the new version of Netflix and chill or something? Like,
like, I wouldn't care if he was in a relationship, and that's not even like,
nap and shower,
like, how do you go about,
yo, if you ain't got it that week, just say that,
bro. It's not even, like, how do you even go about asking that shit? Like, hey, you wanna, like,
come over my house and take a nap?
Yeah,
and we can take a shower after,
yeah, like. No. So yeah.
That shit different.
All right.
That shit's different.
Yo. All right. So moving on. So there's a tweet by one Jair on Twitter.
Shout out, yo.
Said, "We don't admit it, but it's a slap in the face to watch women love their kids unconditionally, especially when men give but don't receive the same type of love. Heartbreaking, actually." How do you feel about men and getting unconditional love?
Man, I feel bad for that, man. I can't really speak on that. I'm like, yeah. I feel like I get plenty love, mm-hmm. honestly, in my household. So I don't really know what that's like. I do feel like, you know, men definitely get overlooked. But I don't know. Maybe I'm kind of conditioned to already think that way, though. Like, what you do, you ain't really supposed to get credit for, per se, because you the man. Like, that's kind of, like, just how I was already conditioned. But some, you know, guys, you know, they pretty much grew up, like, without a father, like, to tell them that kind of stuff. So,
yeah,
it's like I get it, but I kind of got conditioned a different way. Like, certain, and you know, like, I mean, I don't know, man. I feel like men, we should, you know, lift each other up, though, especially, like, you know, if you're a father, stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
Definitely should build that kind of, like, community to always lift each other up, because it's hard.
Yeah.
It's not easy. Shit happens, you know, questions all things, and it's a real thing. So yeah. I feel like that should be more prevalent in our culture. But as far as, like, love, like, I feel like it's there. It's just depending on what you want. I don't know, but I could be wrong. Everybody's situation different.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like unconditional love is, like, the wrong term to use.
Okay.
Like, I feel like unconditional love is, like, I love this person no matter what.
Right.
I just think folks, when I see shit like this, I just feel like people really just want to say, I just want to be loved for who I am. not for what I can give a shit. Yeah, that's how I look at it.
Damn. That's kind of crazy. Like, if you, like, I'm just thinking, like, because he's talking about his children.
Right? Yeah.
Like, your kids don't give you that kind of love already?
I mean, I'm guessing.
Or your woman.
I mean.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, it might, that's kind of crazy.
I don't know. Because the way I look at it, unconditional is like, you can be, I put up with everything. Like my mom put up with everything. I wasn't a bad person. But my mom put up with, my mom put up with everything I was doing.
Right.
And I did the same with her. So it's like, that's unconditional.
Right.
I just think when we, like I said, when people say this, they just want to be loved for who they are as a person. And then everything else follows.
Right.
So I don't know. I think, I don't agree with the tweet because he's basically saying he's jealous of the kid. But.
In a way.
But I got to say, like, he basically just wants to be loved for who he is.
That's crazy. Like I said, it's like, if you're a good parent, person, mm-hmm. all that, I feel like you should, at least. Yeah. I know everybody don't get that same treatment, sad to say, but I feel like it should be, when you give out, it's kind of what you get.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I look at life, so.
Yeah.
If you sending out love and ain't getting nothing back, I mean, your shit about to come in abundance, for real, if you going through some shit like that. That's what I say, for sure.
True.
That's how I feel.
True.
Because that's crazy, especially if you take care of your kids. Yo, what the fuck we talking about? Like, of course you won't get a hey, daddy, hugs, kisses.
Yeah.
I don't know. That seem a little different, but I don't know.
So, last topic. So, on Rory and Maul, shout out to them.
Shout out to them, for sure.
Shout out to all of them. Damaris, Julian, Eden, Yomi,
Peach. He know everybody.
Nah, yo, I'm fucking with them. Nah.
But you was on Set, nigga? Nah, play.
Nah, shit, I wish. Fuck.
Hit us up.
Nah, it's on Set. They don't have a Set. That's Rory. Did they shoot at Rory's house?
I ain't gonna lie, that's all right.
Yeah. That's all right. But, so they had a marriage counselor, therapist, whatever the fuck, on their show. All
right.
And he basically asked Rory and Mo, I think, if you know them, that's kind of a terrible question I asked these two guys. he asked them, can men be monogamous for long periods of time? So, Lee, you wanted to talk about this. Why?
I just want to know. I mean, I feel like I can. But, nah, like... Hey. Other guys, I don't think so. My other kind of fathers, you look a little rocky over there. That's why I was like, yo, like, if you have a girl that, or a woman rather, because we grown, that's checking all your boxes, so to speak, like, can't get, not you specifically, but the men, so please comment. Like, I really want to know. It's like, can you? Because these days, I honestly don't think a lot of niggas get. I'm going to be real.
Listen. this where the intentionality comes, Lee.
Okay. Okay.
Where the child the cat.
Child the cat.
this where this comes in. You got to let them know up front.
God, let them know your intentions.
Yeah, like, jokes aside, though, you really do. And yeah, that's where that comes into play. If you are flippy floppy or whatever, and that can cause static in the relationship, like, she don't know. It's like, you basically leading her on to be in a serious relationship whole time you out here doing God knows what.
With God knows who, like.
Exactly. So I can't it can be say even
I just feel like niggas, they just they just be everywhere, like.
What you mean be everywhere?
I don't know. They just be everywhere.
Who's they?
These niggas. they can't stick in one place for too long.
I mean, you just gotta be upfront. I mean, it's not that simple, but you just gotta be upfront.
I think it honestly is, though.
I mean, hey.
Just keep it 100. I mean, if you know, you ain't finna stick around for a minute. Just be honest, bro. Just be honest.
Yeah.
I don't see what's Again, I was just raised a little different, bro. I just need the best policy. Like, lying doesn't even make sense to me in no way. Like, yeah, it is what it is at the end of the day. And, like, I smoke too much. I'm going to fuck around and forget the lie anyway. So.
Yeah, like, facts. Like, my mom always told me growing up, lying gets you nowhere. So, boom.
It literally does. So,
shout out to my mom. Twice on this podcast, she got shouted out.
Shout out to my mom, too. So, that was my mom's thing, for real. Like, yo, she used to tell me, for real, I said, look, like, look, I don't care if you did some shit. You tell me, you be honest. Like,
exactly.
Just like that.
Oh, no. This shit. Nah. He said they. I don't know, man. I can't say. Like, speaking for myself, can I be 26-year-old? Don't get me wrong. I even admitted it on here, I think. Like, what I was trying to do,
right?
But so it's not like, I mean, it's easy for me to say yeah, but I can't speak for everybody else.
I guess that's what every individual gotta decide.
Yeah,
man.
But yeah, comment under or do something.
Yeah,
when
the
shit come out.
So
this concludes this episode, and as always, we always give the world a final thought. So, Lee, what is your final thought to give to the world?
Man, just spread more love, not hate. Follow me on all socials as it's just Lee, and I appreciate y'all for sure.
Yeah, I've been slacking all these, but I want y'all to follow all the socials at GCC717 on Twitter, the Group Chat Chronicles on Facebook, Group Chat Chronicles 717 on TikTok and Instagram. Like and subscribe to the YouTube. Shout out to Swanee Visuals on the cam. And I would like to and I would thank everybody for kicking it with us for however long we was here for. And we out.
Peace.